Times Radio. The following is an encore presentation.
Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Joy of Business on OM Times. You're with Simone Millicis, your host. And I am at home in Perugian Beach, lovely Perugian Beach. It's a nice sort of coolish day with the sun out. Lovely. And I have Michelle Edhouse joining me today. So thank you for joining us, Michelle.
Hello. Great to be here.
So Michelle actually works with the Joy Business team, and she's also a Joy Business facilitator and is based in New Zealand. So, and abilities, capacities, etc., is being able to work with technology. And it's like, to me, it's so not my gig. I'm always like, I know what I like. I know what I'd like to see, and I know what I like it to look like, but I have no idea how to create it. And it doesn't seem like fun to me, but Michelle seems to get a huge amount of joy out of it. So the title of this show is called Using Systems and Technology to Your Advantage. So the description was, do you love technology or are you intimidated by it? Now, one of the things I would love to get to by the end of this show is the place that if you do find technology intimidating, that maybe it's a little less intimidating, but also it doesn't mean to create your business you have to go out there and do everything. It's like you don't have to learn about technology. There are ways that you can get around it, create around it, and it's like, and also, hiring people, et cetera, to add to your business. And hopefully you'll be a little bit inspired to not be so intimidated by it. It's like, what if you could use technology and all of the systems now available to your advantage? It's like, what systems could allow your business to grow and change? So we've got Michelle Edhouse, like I said, on here, and she's going to take us through how to identify what structures you may be using that are not allowing your business to create greater and give you new tools to create more. So let's start with that. And it's like, what's some of the main things that you see people, we mentioned structures here. It's like, what sort of structures do you see people have in place that don't allow them to create more with ease?
Well, so many people have been taught that once you've got something that works, you stick to it. And when you have the point of view that something is perfect, good, correct, can you ever see where it's not working? So what people do is they find something that works for them, but they create a structure out of it. A structure is something solid, unchangeable, cemented, and just at some point, there's going to be something change in your life, in your business, in your staffing structure. Something's going to change that's actually going to create that structure is no longer being the ease that it used to be. And if you've got that cemented in as being a structure and that's good, perfect, correct, can you ever see how that is? Needs to change or be willing to ask questions about what else is possible, because you've already decided that's correct, so it must be something else that needs changing, not the structure.
So as you're talking about this, Michelle, one of the main things that comes up for me is websites. And it's like, mm-hmm. Websites is technology, and it's like, I don't know, I've probably had a small amount of websites. I think I've had like four or five. I think this is my fifth or the sixth that we're on that you're building for me that will be launched soon. And it's like, I see people, including myself, spending so much time on trying to get the website correct, right, good, like you said. And literally as soon as it's up, it's old. And it's like, and I see people who have websites. I mean, I'm going to say ours. I don't like our website anymore. So people are going to be clicking on there to go there, but it's changing. But it's like, it's like if you keep, it doesn't match the energy anymore of who we are and what the company is. Mm. So it's like it requires to change. And it's like, and I do see people sort of do that thing of going, eek, you know, what, now I've got this website up. I spent, it's either thousands of dollars or thousands of hours, like, or both, on creating, you know, a brand new flash website. And then you see something else and go, oh, I wish I had that. So it's like, what do you, I mean, I see what happens with you is like we go, like I said at the beginning, I have no idea what it is, how to do something, but I know when I see something, I go, oh, I like that. You know, and yeah. you'll either go easy or you go silent and you go, hang on, and then you try and work out and see if you can find something that would add in there. But that's the one thing that I really love about the way you do it is you will research to find, you know, can we actually fit that, I'm going to use a word that might not be fitting, a widget or whatever that is, you know, into the system. And it's like, so what sort of recommendations do you have for anyone listening to the show right now that's going, I know my website's old and it doesn't look that great, and what could I do just to, you know, amp it up a little bit? Or is it about just going, you know, taking a deep breath and overhauling everything?
Well, as a web developer, I would really strongly advise that you pay me lots and lots of money to build your completely new website.
There you go. How is it any better than that?
And, yeah. What I would really, really like to let people know is it doesn't take much to change something, and it doesn't have to be a complete overhaul. Like, I've seen people completely change their websites by just changing a photo and putting it on the other side of the page. And you go to the website and go, hey, wow, they've updated their website. And it just gives that feeling of, oh, wow, something's different, something's changed. Oh, look at this, cool. You know, things like, you know, the banner things that people have across the top with the you know, the change, like, they're called sliders. And just having a slider with, say, three different things, one about user and access consciousness class facilitator, having something about them, about the person, about the classes, and about the upcoming place that they're going to be teaching. So that's three sliders. If you, once that place has been to, you change it to the next one or the next one. Or, and it, that's just changing up your website. The first time they go to your website, they see something new, different, interesting. It creates a bit of a, oh, wow, these guys are not stuck in the mud, not stale. But it can be just a matter of going out. I mean, Simone went out and got some amazing photos done in Costa Rica last year. And being able to add those to the things that we were doing just really had it all starting to pop. And people were going, wow, I love your new look. And it, all we'd done was change the photos that we were using of Simone, because the other ones had been used so often people were bored of them. So it doesn't necessarily require you to completely rebuild. Just have a look and ask the website, what would you like to change? What, you know, like you would ask your body, what would you like to wear today? Yeah, body, what would you like to wear today? Website, what would you like to wear today? What would you like me to add to you? What would you like me to move? What would you like me to change? What, you know, just having a quote segment at the top and a little image that goes with the quote, and changing that every now and again, it doesn't need to be massive change to change a website.
And so one of the things I just wanted to mention too, when you said I got fabulous shots of Costa Rica, at Costa Rica, they were shocked of me, not Costa Rica, just in case people are wondering.
Totally.
And it's like, one of the things that I would recommend is, and it's not everyone's favorite thing to do. I'm really funny. It's like setting it up is not my favorite thing to do, but once I'm doing it, I have a ball. And it's like, is getting, you know, new headshots. And it's like, so because you change all the time and you've got to recognize that. I mean, Rebecca Holt, she works with us, the other day she was picking out a photo for something and she was like, this one. And it depends on what we're doing. And it's like, you know, is it a press release? Is it going to a country like Dubai? It's like in Dubai, businesses is huge. And it's also got a judgment of what you should look like or what you should be like. So then, you know, I make sure I have my photos that look like, you know, good little CEO sort of thing. But it was interesting because one of the shots she picked was from years ago. And I said, I don't like using them anymore. It doesn't feel like me anymore because I've changed so much. And it's like, you get that in a picture. When you look at a picture and it's like, are you willing to actually acknowledge how much you changed? And so because you change, your business changes, your website changes, and it doesn't have to be difficult. And you know what? There are people that you can hire that don't have to build your whole entire website. They can just change something up, you know, to make it like, you know, Michelle said, it's like adding a different photo, adding a different slider, adding, you know, something like that. The joy of technology and the joy of change. So everywhere that you've been resisting change with technology, where you destroy and uncreate it, that's not for you. That's for everyone else, Michelle. We're right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So
something I'd like to mention, Simone, just while we're on websites, just so your listeners are aware, people actually are, there's two different types of website developers, and some people are both and some people are only one. And there's the developer and there's the designer. Some people have both talents and abilities, or they have a team that can do both. But just when you're looking at what you're wanting to change with your website, have a look at, is a designer the person a master or a developer the person master? I personally don't have great design skills, but the development stuff just rocks my world. I love it. So I would highly recommend people do ask the question, what is required here, and be willing to find the person that works for you and can do the work that you are wanting to be done.
And that's a really good point too, Michelle, because, I mean, we've got a graphic designer that I've worked with for like, oh gosh, at least 25 years, like every single business I've ever had. She's based here in Australia, Donna G, absolutely awesome for me. And I've used her all the time. And it's like, so I sort of incorporated her into, you know, what you were developing, which is the way to do it. It's like, I mean, Michelle's fantastic at finding all the different, you know, gadgets that we can use to make it user-friendly for our people and for us as well. And then adding someone like Donna just to look at it and go, oh, this, this, and this. And like you said before, it can be so simple. It's like you just change, you know, one or two things and it creates a totally new look. Now, is your website, you know, the most relevant thing to creating your business? Not necessarily so. And it's like, you know, it's about the energy that you create with your business as well. So we'll find out more about that and more about the technology coming up on Times with Joy of Business. You're with Simone Millis as your host and Michelle Edhouse from New Zealand, who's currently in Australia. We'll be back real soon.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Joy Business. You're with Simone Millis, your host, and I'm joined here today with Michelle Edhouse. And we are talking about, the name of the show today is Using Systems and Technology to Your Advantage. So the one thing, I mean, I wanted to just mention too is it's like it's the energy that you are with your business, the energy that you be with your business, and what you're willing to create and generate as well. And it's like, what action steps are you taking today that could expand your business exponentially? So here's a quick process for you. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your business be that would allow it to expand and grow exponentially? And everything at that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Now, all you have to do is write it down. I'll say it again. And it's like, put it on a loop. And it's like, listen to it over and over again, or write it down on a sticky note and put it up in the bathroom or in your car or wherever you see it daily. And run this process. Now, the process is from Access Consciousness, and it's like the clearing statement. You can go check out what that means on theclearingstatement.com and soon on my new website. And it's like, but just have a go and see if it works, because what this is about is destroying and uncreating any of the fixed points of view you have. And it's like, you know, are you willing to acknowledge just how much you contribute to your business? So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your business be that would allow it to expand and grow exponentially? And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, you destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So in our last segment here, we were talking about, like, you know, is your website the most important technology in your business? Well, no, it's not. And it's like, what if your website and other technologies talk to each other with ease? So you want to give us a little bit more information about that, Michelle, and what that means, that they all talk to each other?
Well, for an example, I'm creating a course registration system for a school, for the Access Possibilities School. And what we're doing is the accountant uses QuickBooks for the accounting side of things. And so we've got what's called a plugin, which can link the online shopping cart, which we're using for the taking the registrations, excuse me, and QuickBooks, so that she can, using this integration, have QuickBooks talk to the shopping cart. So when we load a new product into the shopping cart, it automatically updates into QuickBooks, and so when invoices are created in the shopping cart, they're updated. When payments are made through the shopping cart, that all goes straight through into QuickBooks, and there's not this, okay, so I've received an order from Bob over here, and so now I need to go into my accounting package and create a new customer called Bob and put in his address, and then I need to create an invoice for, oh, that's right, I created a new product, so now I have to load. You don't have to load it in multiple places. You have them talk to each other. So even if they don't do everything for you all in one place, by having the technologies talk to each other, they can create this ease for you and your staff and not having to do that manual stuff. If you're building a blog and having a technology that talks to Facebook and Twitter and stuff, and so that you load your blog and then you click on a button that says share it on, and you share it straight to your page, straight from your website, rather than having to retype something into Facebook and copy and paste the link and things like that. Just having those technologies talk to each other just makes them easy, quick, and there's more time for you to create and have fun.
So let me see if I get this right, because some of the ideas of this could be, like, say for social media, is like Sprout. And it's like you put something onto Sprout, and it's like, and it goes across Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. And there's another one. I'm just looking on my phone because I know I have it on my phone.
One, what's it called? If, spelled with lots of S. And it's if then this.
Yes, I can't remember it right now either. But I'm sure our social media person would be able to tell us.
I'm sure she would too. And what you do is you set up a rule. If there's a new post on this blog feed over here, then create a post on Facebook and Twitter. And it's automated. Like, literally, you put up your post, and then that post sends a notification through to the offender. And the offender goes, oh, I've received a post from Access to Your Business blog. Okay, cool. What do I do with that? And then it goes, oh, I post it to here and I post it to here and I do this with it. Those little things just create ease.
So much ease. Well, it's the same thing as like what we're building with Access Consciousness. There's a program called NetSuite, and it's like, but, you know, so our CRM speaks to our accounting department, which speaks to our website, which speaks to the email campaigns that we put out. So it's like, instead of, like you said, manually having to transfer things or using the manual labor, and it's like, it's quite often, and, you know, I really want anyone listening to this to get this, and it's like, it's not about you having to learn this. If it sounds like fun, then go ahead and do something and check it out. But it's like, if it doesn't feel like fun, then start asking questions. Ask questions from people like Michelle. And it's like, you know, put a little note out there on Facebook. Hey, I need someone to, you know, help me build up my social media or help me change my website. Is there anyone out there who can help me? You'd be amazed at what people can do and what their capacities are. Because one of the things that I always find is whatever, you know, someone is fantastic at is usually what they think is not valuable. So it's like, what capacities do you have that you're currently not tapping into that if you did, could make you lots of money and you could have fun with it, because heaven forbid that you actually have a joy of business. You know, I had to go to the doctor today and get a blood test, and the lady was saying to me, oh, what are you up to today, you know? And I said, I'll work, you know, and she goes, and she went, oh, God, you know, and I said, I really like it, actually. And then she goes, what are you up to on the weekend, you know? And I said, oh, I've got a conference I'm going to up in Noosa. It's a, you know, body class. And I actually said to her, we get to do lots of yummy processes on our bodies. And she went, oh, pity you. Like, you know, I don't know how I do that. At least I have the weekend off. And I was like, wow, she's not even listening to me. Like,
no,
she's just got these lines that she says to every single person coming in to get a blood test. And she's not listening. And I was like, I went, no. As I walked out, I went, no, I really like it. It's fun for me. So it's very funny. It's like, and my point of view, if you haven't heard it already, is like, if you're doing something, you're working in a business or you have a job or you're, whatever it is, it could be accounting, could be answering phones, it could be creating websites, it could be, you know, talking to people in sales. If you're not loving what you do, then why are you doing it? And it's like, have a look at it and go, okay, so if I could truly create my life and create my business, what would I change? And it's like, I mean, I spoke to someone yesterday, it's about, you know, I said, would you be interested in doing a bookkeeping course? Because we need a new bookkeeper. She's, you know, completely got our back in so many different ways. And I said, you know, we spoke about how many different things that she could do or clients she could have. And she was like, yeah, that sounds great. And it's like, so what if you actually started something new? I mean, if you look at, like, with the technology stuff, I found this, I was raving about some people who created all these, like, social media squares on for Facebook, et cetera. And I'm like, oh, my God, I never knew this person was so artistic and so, you know, graphically inclined. And someone said to me, they're using Canva. And I was like, what's Canva? And I started to have a look at it, and I was like, God, this sounds like fun. It's like canva.com, C-A-N-V-A. And it's like, it's such an easy way, if you're not, you know, this amazing graphic designer, to actually create your own graphics. And you can get Canva Business as well, which has a little bit more, you know, I think it's like got more ease. So it's like, there are lots of things out there that are being created. I want to say for the idiot, which is me, you know, the person who doesn't really know how it works, why it works. I mean, I'm only just getting why we use hashtags. So it's like, you know, so, but there are things out there that can add and contribute to your business and make your life easier.
Yeah.
So one of the things go ahead.
One of the things, like when you were mentioning the book loop, that popped into my head is, and systems aren't just about technology as well. Systems are about how you communicate with the world in a way that creates, you know, the elegance of communication, the elegance of creation, and using elegance from the old definition of the most amount of creating the most amount with the least amount of effort. And so what I'm like, where am I starting here?
elegance of creation. I like
what
it.
I could say.
Well, but I like what you. Well, I like where you're heading with the fact that it's like it's the ease, it's the elegance. It's not about hard work. It's not about taking, you know, reacting to things. And it's like it's. I like that the way you said that. So, do you remember now what you're going to say?
Well, yeah. So it's things like knowing who's going to be doing what section of a project, and having that so that that can change. So, like, for example, we had a class recently, and because we've added a lot of people to our team recently, and there's still a little bit of confusion as to who's doing what and in what order and those sorts of things. And the recent class gave us a lot of clarity about what we needed to put in place as systems, not from a place of, for the next 500 years, Emily will do this, this, and this, and Michelle will do this, this. But from a place of, hey, guys, okay, so what do we need to change here? What do we need to look at? What do we need to add? Who needs to be the mother of this project? Who needs to be taking this role? And that's all systems. That's all. If you do it from a place of, you do this, and you do this, and you do this, and never the twain shall meet, that becomes a structure. So by having those systems in place, but also having overlaps in your system so that if somebody is away or in a class or gets sick or for whatever reason is no longer available, who also knows how.
So we're going to go off to a break now. You're with Simone Melissa's at Joy Business and Michelle at House. And actually, Michelle's in Noosa at the moment as well. I'm in Perugian Beach, like 10 minutes apart. So I think you're in Noosa. So we'll be off to a break and we'll be coming back real soon. Oh, in Perugian Beach as well. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll be back real soon.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Would your business and life like to be bigger? Would you like to have more fun with everything you do? Simone Millicis travels the world facilitating Joy of Business seminars. These classes are for you if you would like to create more money and joy, expand your business, and work smarter, not harder. Join her live or watch the online seminar from the comfort of your own home. Go to www.accessjoyofbusiness.com to register and for more information.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Joy of Business. You're with Simone Millis as your host, and Michelle Edhouse, who I just found out is in the same suburb as me at the moment. How does it get any better than that? You never know who's around. So one of the things that we were talking about, too, is with your team, and it's like it's really being willing to be aware of what is actually, you know, like we were saying, it's like, you know, who is where, what's going on with their life, and it's like What if you're willing to actually use everyone that you work with and the systems and the technology to your advantage and be willing to have that helicopter view and just sort of have that overall, you know, feel of what's going on so that you know if someone's too busy on something or you know if someone's got time or you know if someone even wants to try something new. I mean, how often have you actually asked your staff if they're happy with where they're at or would you actually like, you know, to try something new? And it's like, where would you like to be? You know, what would you like to change? What would you like to create? So another question for you, Michelle, is what is the tool that you use the most to have ease with systems and technology?
What is the tool I use the most? That would have to be that the words, I wonder. I wonder what else is possible. I wonder where I can look. I wonder who I can talk to. I wonder what else is needed for the future that I haven't even imagined yet. I wonder just really starts to get the interest and the excitement and the I love exploring what else is possible, and the words I wonder really start that off in my head. So I would use it, you know, I wonder what I need to type into Google to find the plugin that I need to be able to connect QuickBooks with WooCommerce. I wonder what I need to type into such and such to find something else. I wonder who I need to talk to find out what I need to know about adding security certificates to a website. And it goes, those two little words can just, I wonder what I haven't asked that if I was to ask it would open this up. I wonder, it takes you back to that child energy of, oh, I wonder what happens if I jump off the roof. Oh, I wonder if I can climb up to the top.
I got a broken leg.
I never broke my leg jumping off the roof.
Oh,
I got into big trouble jumping off the bridge. But
right, we had a two-story house. We definitely would have.
Right.
We used to do roof jumping at the snow, though. I always remember that. It was lots of fun because when you'd got lots of powder overnight, so we'd get up on the roof of the lodge that we stayed at the snow, and we'd jump in. But the big trick was, which was very funny, because everyone nearly did it at least once, because you had to jump, but you had to jump and land sort of like, you know, like on your bottom with your legs out, or sort of, you know, sort of on your back or something like that. And if you didn't, if you just jumped and landed feet first, you were like this catapult that just went straight into the powder. Yeah, it was so funny. And some of the kids would do that, and they'd be like, you're just panicking. I remember my friend used to say, I'm not helping you till I can see you help yourself. And you're like, but you're locked in there. It's like a little catapult, like a bullet in the snow. So we did roof jumping at the snow, but not at home. So didn't break any leaves.
Yeah.
But I wonder what would happen if you jumped straight in with your feet first. Oh, look, that's what happened. So, hey, you got Rebecca sent you a mug recently, didn't she?
Yeah.
Or a present.
A present. Yeah, Rebecca rang me up and said, I found this perfect gift for you. It's just gorgeous. You're going to love it, and you're just going to laugh and laugh when you open it. And I was absolutely intrigued. And it arrived, and it was a mug. And it just had hashtag LMGTFY. Now, that's not a hashtag I've ever come across before. And I was like, what is this? What's so funny about that? And so, okay, I wonder what it means. Again, those two words, I wonder. And so I Googled it, and I put into Google hashtag LMGTFY, and guess what it meant?
What?
It meant, let me Google that for you.
And nice, I love that.
To find out what let me Google that for you meant. So, yes.
I love it.
So that's really what my role is in a lot of ways.
Tell me more.
Well, people say to me, so can we do this? And I say, yes. And then I go away and Google it to find out how. And then I come back and I give them how to do it or do it for them or whatever is required or whatever they've asked of me. It's how I've learned how to program computers. It's how I've learned how to build websites. It's all been through Googling. And, you know, when somebody says to me, can we create a course registration system on our website? Yeah, let me Google that for you. And I go off and find out how to do it. Somebody says to me, so how can we store our files? And I'm like, oh, that's a good question. And I go off and Google it, and I come back, well, there's, you know, Hightail or there's Box.com or there's, and so creating systems is made a lot easier with Google. And because not only can you find the options that you can use in your system, but you can find reviews from other people who have used it to say whether it's absolutely awesome or whether their support system is terrible and they never get back to you for weeks. And you know, you can find all this information out about the tools that you're looking at adding into your system without having to buy it, use it, and then find it doesn't work. And once you then become reliant on it. So
can I add something to that? Because the one thing I'd like to state to people is go with your awareness as well and go with what you know. Because if you read stuff online, like I had a meeting with this guy the other day. He's actually coming up to show me something, some, you know, travel thing that he has. And I quickly Googled the company as I was talking to him, and I started laughing. I was like, wow, you've got bad press. And he was like, I know. And I said, but that's the one thing that I'll never look at. And it's like, because someone could just be being an absolute jerk and be writing something in there going, oh, I didn't like the way that this, you know, they didn't respond to me or something. And it's like, ask questions. It may be true and it may not be true. And it's like, so you can't believe what the media says. You can't believe what you read on the internet all the time. And it's like, so what if you were actually willing to be totally aware? I mean, you know, recently it's like I've been given four options for something and I'm looking at it energetically, not scientifically. And it's like, okay, energetically, which one, you know, would I like to choose? And it's like, and as I was talking to my partner about it, I was like, oh, this one. And it's like, that sort of felt lighter. So it's like, you know, one of the tools we talk about in Access Consciousness is lighter and heavier. So when you are reading about things like on Google, et cetera, it's like, look at it and go, okay, so does this make me feel lighter? Or has someone just got a real, you know, grunt out there about some company? Maybe they got fired from the company. You never know. So it's very interesting to have a look at that. The same thing when people are just, you know, speaking randomly awesome about someone or something. It's like, have a look at that too. And it's like, you know, is that what's true for you? Yeah, and it's like, what's true for you? But all of this is using systems and technology to your advantage. And the greatest thing you have is your awareness and your knowing. And it's like, so please, it's like, keep looking at what you're aware of. And even just ask. It's like, take a moment, walk away and go, okay, so I just looked at this, but what am I aware of? Is there something greater? Which is what Michelle's talking about with the wonder thing. She's saying, you know, I wonder what's possible. I wonder, you know, what else could show up here sort of thing. And it's like, ask, if I use this, will my business, you know, increase? And it's like, where will my business be in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time? Where will this technology be in 5 years' time? I mean, remember when videos came out and we had videos and beta, and it was the big thing about, you know, VHS or beta, you know, which one you'd use, and then, you know, Blu-ray, and then now everyone downloads, and it's like, so the technology doesn't necessarily, you know, stick around. I mean, Kodak is a great company that was, you know, I mean, huge, Kodak film. It's like everybody used Kodak film. Now, they actually weren't as smart as what they could have been, because their point of view was everyone will be using film until the day they die. Not looking at the digital imaging that came across and seeing that that was actually probably going to take over the world. So Kodak actually lost out big time, and they weren't willing to move with the time. So it's like you've got to be, that's using systems and technology to your advantage. You've got to be willing to see what's happening, what people are choosing, and where it's moving to. I mean, one of the things I was just looking at is, you know, made in Taiwan. It's like, how many things do you have bought that's made in Taiwan? And it's like, well, guess what? Now there's made in space. Because they have these amazing 3D printers that,
literally make things from the 3D printers. And, I mean, Google it. Google made in space. And it's like, so what if the new thing was, you know, you bought something that was made in space. And it's like, so where is technology heading that you're actually refusing to acknowledge where it's heading because you're in so much resistance to it and would like everything to stay the same rather than actually be willing to change? Not saying technology is the greatest thing, and it's like, but you have to be willing to actually be aware of it so that you can choose from your awareness what's actually going to contribute to your life and your business. So everything at that is times a godzillion where you're just throwing uncreative.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
So, Simone, in that chunk of, you said use your awareness so often there, and I remember when I was first starting with Access and I was like, what does that mean? How can I use my awareness? I don't even know what awareness is. And one of the tools that was given to me right early on, you know, when I first started doing Access Consciousness classes, was the light and heavy tool. And I use it all the time, not from a deliberate, so is this light or is this heavy, but from a space of, you know, if I'm Googled something and I'm reading through it and the words all look really good, but there's this crunchy, weird thing, or I'm finding it really hard to read it, or that's when I start asking questions. Okay, so what is it I need to be aware of here that they're not telling me in their words? And that's usually when I start looking at the reviews or, you know, digging deeper into the features and that they've got to offer. And, you know, I might find a feature that isn't there that I require. And then when I look at the next product, they've got that feature and it doesn't have that crunchiness to it. So using your awareness like that, that to me is how I use my awareness when I'm building systems and looking for the things to add to it. So maybe people would like to use that.
So when we're saying using systems and technology to your advantage, what we're saying is include your awareness, because you as an infinite being, and that's one of the things we talk about in Access Consciousness, is you have the ability to perceive, know, be, and receive everything. So we're going to head off to our last break here on this show. You're with Simone Millicent on Joy Business and Michelle Edhouse on using systems and technology to your advantage. We'll be back real soon. Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic Access Consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on the Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Joy Business. You're with Simone Millicent, your host.
and the lovely Michelle Edhouse, who we're both in Queensland, Australia at the moment, and we're talking about using technology to your advantage. It's like, and using systems to your advantage, which, guess what? It's not just about technology. It's not just about things. It's not just about computers. It's not just about new gadgets in the home, which I do love new gadgets in the home. By the way, we have an amazing new gadget in our home. It's called Sonos. I absolutely love it. And it's like, you run it from your iPad and you can put, you know, different music on in different rooms or whatever you want. I was on the balcony yesterday playing, you know, one of Gary Douglas's 12 Steps to Creating a Business That Works. And the sound system is amazing the way it comes through. So I am using it to my advantage. And you can also have someone in the bathroom having a shower and listening to different music, or in the bedroom. And it's like, so everybody has choice. So what if systems and technology actually gave you more choice? And it's like, can you speak a little bit about that, Michelle? And it's like, how you see it, you know, using choice to your advantage as well with all of this.
Well, coming from a small business owner perspective, having the choice to be able to do the things you love and have the systems and technologies in place to manipulate and create less of the other stuff. You know, as I was saying about having WooCommerce talking to QuickBooks, that could, you know, for an active online shopping cart, that could take out a huge amount of data entry work. That, you know, if you're just in a startup scenario or keeping your business small for whatever reason, you choose that for what reason. but you know, if you don't have a lot of staff, having systems that open up the time space for you to then choose, okay, so where is it best for me to put my time and energy today? Like, okay, business, what do you require of me today for us to grow and have fun, rather than I have to do this data entry plugging away over here? So by using technology, the choice comes back, and having the choice coming back, and to me, that brings more of the fun and the joy back into your business. I mean, most people start their business from a place of, I'm good at this and I like doing it. And a lot of people that I know who have closed their businesses down, I just didn't want to do all the other stuff. I love doing electrician work, but I hate doing the accounts. I love doing the you know, teaching the classes, but organizing stuff isn't my gig. So adding technology as part of that, but also adding other people as well. Who or what can I add to my business to have more ease, joy, and fun with this? Is a fabulous question to ask on a regular basis. You know, so many people look at, what can I take out that I don't, so I don't have to do this? What if you needed to add something or someone to create more ease and joy in your business?
I love that. And Michelle, I've got an example too, because it's like, I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday and she has a salon. She's recently just opened it up and, you know, she's got to make X amount of money, you know, per week to break even, et cetera. And she's sort of just getting there. And she rang me and she's like, I've got, you know, I can hire somebody else for one day a week, but I don't really have the money to do it. And I'm beginning to doubt myself and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, well, what could you create? Because she works 6 days a week. I said, what could you create on that one day? I mean, she makes her own product. So it was like, okay, so what if you could actually be blending that day? Or what if you could be walking around, you know, the local area with some flyers yourself and introducing yourself and talking to people? It's like, would that expand the business? And she's like, oh, yes, it would. And it's like, and one of the things that I've seen that she's got set up, I mean, she doesn't have a secretary or a receptionist, et cetera, but she's got this great system. And it's like on her, because she's a beautician, so it's like she's got this great system that you as a customer, you log in, and you can see when she's available. So she can be in giving a facial and you can see, oh, I need my eyelashes, you know, tinted. Oh, there's that time there, and you can go in there and do it. So she's actually got a system that's working for her. So it's not necessarily employing somebody else. And now she's employing another beautician.
So she's got two qualified beauticians, and then she's got a system that works for her that she just has to check in between times, or at night time or morning time, or, you know, make some phone calls back, or et cetera. But it's like, and her clients are starting to love it, because you can be there at 10 o'clock at night and think, oh, you know what, I'd love a pedicure. But the beautician's isn't open, but you can go online, you can check it out and actually, you know, enter that in. So it's like, what systems are available for your business that you haven't even looked at? And it's like, I mean, Google it. It's like, if you are a beauty salon, it's like, start looking at, okay, so what systems can I have for booking? Or it's like, you know, if you have regular meetings, and it's like, what systems can I use for that? Like, we're always finding different, you know, systems to create more ease with what we create. And that's really what you want to do, is you want to use technology and the systems to actually create more ease with what you're creating in your business. So everything it doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, and everywhere that you go to the overwhelm instead of the create mode, truth where you destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Now, Simone, one of the things that I've noticed, that sometimes you have people that you have in your business, and when you start to introduce new systems, they get a little bit antsy, they get... They try and
They freak out.
And some of them are so powerful that they will totally destroy everything that was there and what you're trying to create, just from the place of, no, we're not changing. And they will hold your business back. I mean, the example I have is with, you know, a friend of mine, he works with his father, and his father is old school. They've managed to get him onto a digital accounting program, but he's that whole mindset of, if you, the owner, are not on site doing the work, then you can't run your business. Now, that's, you know, you just have to look at any major commercial building company to know that that's not actually true, and that he's holding that business back because he will not allow it to be run with systems that will create ease and joy. And, you know, he's now physically falling apart body-wise, but he can't actually allow the business to run without the manager or himself.
Yeah,
there.
So, but what I'd be looking at is, it's like, what are you choosing with that? Because, I mean, even if you look at, you know, with Joy Business, it's like there's been times where I've hired more staff or, you know, chosen something different, and I can feel the freak out in people's world, but I don't address it unless they actually ask me a question, and then I still create. And one question I would ask is, what would it take to create around this or around them? Because if you're going to be a leader in your business, you actually know where you're heading. You've got to know where you're heading, and you've got to be willing to head there no matter what. No matter, even if, I mean, we have a Skype thread for the Joy Business team, and it's very funny because I noticed that, you know, when people have been around for a while, it gets very sort of, you know, casual, sort of complacent, like everyone's like, you know, new best friend sort of thing. And then if we take someone off or add someone else in because there's a new member of the team, it's sort of, people go, oh, that's not so much like, how was your weekend? You know, it, because it's a new energy. And it's like, so what I'd be asking too, it's like, what can this person, you know, do or be to out-create, which out-create is not going to the competitive, it's actually going to, what you're doing is asking for more capacities to show up to out-create this person. And it's like, because it's like, where are you allowing yourself to be, so I want to say handled, like to be handled by somebody else. It's like, what would you like? And it's like, if someone is saying that, and you have to be willing to say, you know what, that's actually not where I see the business heading. This is where I see the business heading, and I'd like to give this a go. It's like, I mean, every situation has a different sort of, you know, approach as well. But the one thing I would say is, you cannot let anyone slow you down. If you're letting someone slow you down, it's not their fault, it's your fault. You're the one that is allowing something to slow down, not them.
Yeah. Awesome. And the other thing I've noticed was that when people are resisting this new systems being put in place, it tends to be because they feel that they're going to lose. There's something about their job that's changing, that they're going to lose that security or that money flow or something as they feel they're going to lose. So would you address that or just keep moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's a kindness and a caring about how you do it as well. So it's like, I mean, if the moment is there, if they don't ask questions, it's pretty hard to address something. So because it's like it's almost being unkind if you're addressing something and they're not asking you a question. I mean, you could ask them a question and say, hey, is this making you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel like you're about to lose something? Because guess what? You're not going to lose anything. And it's like, what if this could actually be greater? So if you have that energy of someone thinks they're about to lose something, what if you address it by questions? But it's like you can't be forceful. You can't sort of shove something down somebody's throat because that is being a huge unkindness. And it's like, so ask them. It's like, hey, what comes up for you if we choose this? And it's like, you know, what if things did change and what if they became better? And it's like, would you be willing to give it a go for 3 months or 6 months or, you know, ask them more questions. But if they're not asking questions, it's pretty hard to address it. The only way I would address it is with a question. So we're pretty much about at the end of our show. Michelle, I wanted to just put it out there. If you've got any classes, et cetera, on, people can find you on accessjoybusiness.com and they can also find you on accessconsciousness.com and on your own site, which is accessu.info, I-N-F-O. So thank you so much for joining us here on Joy Business with On Times. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And it's like it was fun.
Something cool because it's like what you have to offer actually really adds to where people get stuck and they refuse to actually ask questions and have a look at it. So I wonder, as Michelle would say, what else is possible for you and your business? So thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us here on On Times with Joy Business. Simone Miller says, check out our website, accessjoyofbusiness.com. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Simone.
Your conscious lifestyle.